9.8. Barbara is talking about her favourite book.
My favourite children's book of all time is Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, which I've read over and over again. I have a hardback copy of the book full of beautiful paintings in it, and I treasure it like no other. I remember asking my mummy to read it to me every evening when I was little. The story is about the darling siblings, Wendy, John, and Michael. One night, Peter Pan flies through their nursery window in search of his shadow. Wendy sews it back on for him, and he teaches them to fly and invites them to the home of the Lost Boys in Neverland. On the island, they have a series of amazing adventures and meet a lot of unforgettable, unique and funny characters. Pirates, Indians, mermaids, the tiny fairy Tinkerbell, and the evil leader of the pirates, Captain Hook. I love Barrie's style of writing. The story is well written and funny. I adore the main character, Peter Pan, who refuses to grow up and become an adult. He is a mischievous boy who enjoys playing tricks on others. 9.9.
May I help you?
I'd like to borrow a book on healthy diet.
Are you a member? Have you got a library card?
I haven't.
You can apply for one right now if you'd like.
That's fine.
Could you fill out this membership form?
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, and I can't find it on the shelf.
Have you checked the computer?
Yes, I have.
What did it say?
It should be on the shelf, but I couldn't find it.
I'm sure I can get it from another library.
Could you do that?
I'll let you know when it gets in.
That's great. Thank you so much. How may I help you?
I'd like to return these books.
Oh, but these books are 10 days overdue.
Sorry. I've been very busy lately.
You'll need to pay an overdue fine on these books.
How much?
It's 20p a day. That means 20p for each book that's overdue. That's £4.
That's a lot of money. 9.10. Do you belong to a library? Journal, 17. Librarian, 18. Catalogue, 19. Access, 20. Free, 21. Browsing.
Yes, I do. There is a public library in our village. It has got two sections, the lending library and the reference library. We can borrow books from the lending library, but not from the reference library. If you want to borrow books from the library, you have to become a member. You have to fill in a membership form and give your personal particulars, your name and address, and you have to show your student card. The library is free for students under 16. After registration, you get your library card. We are allowed to borrow a total of 4 books at a time. Novels and bestsellers can be borrowed for 1 week. Non-fiction books can be borrowed for 2 weeks. Books may be renewed for another loan period if they are not requested by other people. If we fail to return the books on time, we have to pay an overdue fine. The reference library is in the reading room. Reference books and periodicals, newspapers, magazines and journals, can't be borrowed, but we can read them in the reading room. If we can't find the book on the shelves, we can ask a librarian for help, or we can look it up in the online catalogue of the library. It contains the list of what the library has: books, DVDs and CDs. Our library has computers with access to the internet. It is free. You don't have to pay for it. I love browsing through the shelves in the library. I always find something new. 9.12. Topic in a nutshell.
One of my hobbies is reading. I'm an avid reader. I read a lot for pleasure. I love curling up on the sofa with a good book on a rainy day or winter evening, losing myself in the world created by the book. I enjoy browsing in bookshops. I've just finished Uglies by Scott Westerfeld. I picked up this novel because its title grabbed my attention. I bought it yesterday and read it at one sitting, from cover to cover. It took me less than 6 hours to read it. 448 pages. It was so exciting, it kept me on the edge of my seat. I always love it when I can't figure out the ending of a book. I'm looking forward to reading the author's other books. My favourite writer is Agatha Christie. I have read all of her books and they are very good. I especially like the Miss Marple series. But my favourite book of all time is Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. The characters are wonderful. The story is romantic and heartbreaking. I first read it when I was about 12 years old and have read it probably another 12 times since. The only book I had to give up on was Moby Dick by H. Melville. I usually hate quitting reading a book halfway through, but it was so boring I had to do it. I think one of the best ways to learn a foreign language is reading books in the original language. That's why I prefer reading books, for example, Agatha Christie's novels in English.